I first encountered the work of Lerato and Corsi when I was a judge with the Anna Award for Latitudes Online, which is an incredible platform for buying contemporary African art. Lerato is Johannesburg-based, and she works in a different medium. She works with ink and she works with stamps, but I really enjoyed speaking to her about how our upbringing influences how we view art.
I'm chatting to Lerato Nkosi, who was the inaugural winner of the Anna Award, which was or is an award for women artists. And it was launched by Latitudes, which is an incredible online art platform for buying wonderful art from the continent. What I loved about being part of the selection committee was that I really had a chance to delve deep and to learn about the practices of so many young female artists. And Lerato's work stood out for me from the get-go. And I actually acquired one of her pieces just after you were announced as the winner of the award, Lerato. And I'm so happy to chat to you now because I must say I've been living with this beautiful piece of art, one of your works, in my home. And she's brought me so much joy in so many different ways. So I wanted to delve deep into that. But thank you for joining me on my podcast, Audacity.
Hi, Joanne. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the beautiful introduction and the beautiful words about my work. I'm glad that she's found a home finally, because she's been with me for a while. And when you were interested in acquiring her, I was just like, okay, you can go now.
No, she's you raised her for me. She's living with me. She's been a wonderful addition to the family. So I've been enjoying her. But have to tell me about you, your practice, your I mean, there's been so many things that have happened. Of course, I met you 2 years ago, I think it was, and you're currently exhibiting at MoMA in Joburg. So I'd love to know about that exhibition. So let's start from the beginning because you've had quite a journey already, and you're a young artist from South Africa that I'm very excited about.
The journey really started in the fashion industry. So I worked part-time in the fashion industry and full-time in the art industry. And those worlds actually feed into each other in ways that I'd never imagined that they would. And I initially started doing fashion art when I was still based in Cape Town. And I was creating garments and painting on them or doing some beadwork on the garments. And I decided to shift and I started painting on canvas. I actually started with acrylic in color, and the works are so different from what they are now. And when I'd make the decision to move to Johannesburg, it was a decision of changing everything drastically, including the way that I was practicing and also the kind of work that I was creating. I was on a journey to find myself, and also try to find a deeper meaning of the purpose of why I'm here, and also why, as the as a gender, why we are here and what role that we play within the ecosystem. So that's how everything started, and I'm still pursuing that journey of self-discovery and investigating the core meaning of who I am and what the works have allowed me to do is to talk about things that I wouldn't talk about as an individual, but now I can talk about things using the work and opening up more conversations with different individuals, and that allows for certain conversations to be had in spaces that they would never be had.
Absolutely. I think again, what I love about living with your work is it does evoke conversation. And you know, the particular piece also that I wanted to acquire, I remembered was sort of this female figure and three female figures underneath. So it was sort of, to me, I saw myself and my three daughters reflected in that, but I wasn't able to acquire that piece, unfortunately. Just tell me, what are some of the key messages that you want to have discussed as a result of your works?
I mainly talk about the journey of self-discovery as a female, and I question a lot of the conscious and unconscious realities that we face, and also the characteristics that have been embedded within us without us actually knowing that we are programmed to be a certain way. And I go back a lot to how I was raised, because I am from a very conservative environment that mainly with a very strong matriarch and a very strong patriarch also that is involved in raising us as the next generation. So I asked myself, were the certain ways that we were raised the right ways? And also along the way, what kind of characteristics that I lose that are making me to be a certain way within the world and how I relate to other individuals. So basically that's what the work is about. And I investigate the different egos that are within that journey. And yeah.
And it's so true. I mean, egos and with that particular piece and even with washed up memories, I think is what you titled the work that I own.
Washed away.
She lives with me. It always feels weird for me to say I own that piece. I just feel that she's currently living with me. there's a bit of melancholy. It does push you to think quite a lot. And as you say, you're questioning, were we raised the right way? I think, of course, the intentions of our parents are good, but we were raised to be good girls. And who was it that says good girls seldom go anywhere? You know, I think I saw an interview about somebody saying that good girls don't be a good girl. You know, I think it was a parliamentarian, a female parliamentarian. In, was it Uganda or where was it? But the big thing for me with your art and as a young artist, do you think that you have enough access to platforms where your work is able to be seen? And have you found social media, for example, a good way for you to put your work forward?
It's been a challenge because it's always a case of are you really good enough as an artist to be featured in a show that is like both male and female? Or are you good enough as an artist to just be featured as a female artist in a group show? So in most cases, it's always been like the shows that I get invited to are shows that are mainly female based. And it's almost like you do so much and then it's never enough to be in the same room with like other male artists. And it's a journey. But I think with social media, it's played a very vital role in exposing the work to a multitude of eyes, because with certain individuals, they only know of you when you've exhibited in a certain gallery, or they take you seriously when you've gotten to that stage. But for you to get to that stage, you have to put the foundation and put the groundwork, and it takes longer. But social media has opened so many doors that now there's no boundaries. The international market can see your work, and you get to be invited to certain residencies, and people are always curious to actually see what you're doing. So that's how they keep up. I mean, like for this year, I was actually meant to go to Ghana for a residency for 6 months, and it's been pushed back now to 2025, which is like one of the things that allows the work to even have a bigger audience, because now they've seen the work being shown on Instagram. And that's actually, Instagram is one of my favorite apps because it's just so, it's so freeing, and also very, very, it allows the work to reach to places that I can't make it to get to.
It's a very interesting way of looking at it. I was wondering also at the advent of artists using Instagram to get their work across, if the galleries would take issue with it, because obviously you're now able to engage directly with your collectors, and usually you would almost have a gallery as a sort of an intermediary in the whole process. But I suppose also for artists who are not represented by a particular gallery, it does open it up to them in different ways. Your current show, what's the reception been like for you, the show that you're currently showing? And tell us a bit more about the exhibition that you're part of at MoMo.
Okay, so I was actually approached by Odysseus, who works at Gallery MoMo, on a night out that I was not even planning to be out. And I was like, oh, are you doing anything for like artists that are not part of the gallery or like that are not signed with the gallery? And then he was like, actually, I have a show that is upcoming that I think your work could be great. And I think it's also one of the benefits of being an independent artist that I'm free to work with different institutions. And until I find like that specific institution that I'm eyeing, and so it was a very interesting way that the invitation came in, and officially then he sent an email telling me about the foreword of the show, and it was very, very interesting. So the title of the show is Four Women. And it basically speaks on the major roles that certain women have played within like different creative industries. And when he came to the studio, he saw one of the works that I actually entered for Anna that hasn't been acquired. And he was like, this is a piece that has to go into the show. And the name of the piece is Loss of Infancy. And there were certain pieces that were already in the studio that he was also interested in. And then he challenged me to create a new work to include in the show. And I was like, there's not enough time because it normally takes me about 2 months to complete a piece. And I challenged myself, managed to create a new artwork that I included in the show. And that was one of the works that challenged me in ways that I didn't think I could be challenged in. I was going through a lot in that period, and it saved me in a way that I had to reconnect with my core self and remember why I'm actually doing this, because I was at a point of actually not wanting to create a new piece. And I created that piece, and it's one of my favorite pieces that I've created so far. And the show is still going on until the 14th of September, and it's inclusive of 5 female artists, and including myself. And it's like a very diverse group of women that create works in different mediums, and we speak about almost the same thing but differently. And it's an amazing show, and I was honored to be invited for it. And yeah,
I'll make a point to come and see it then. I'm in Joburg, obviously, for Joburg Art Fair, so I look forward to seeing that then. I actually, your piece, Washed Up Memories, lives aside a piece by Buemo Diale. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her, young artist also living in Joburg.
Yes.
What I love about the work is the eyes, because for me, there's so many things that you read into it. There's it's sort of sad, but it's sort of defiant, but it's there's the way again that you're able to take these emotions, and then I mean you're using ink as a medium and stamps. Just tell me about your chosen way of doing your work.
I mainly use ink and stamp, and the most vital instrument within the work is actually water. The water allows me to create different variations of shade of the ink. And it also, now I've discovered, the more I work with it, the more it allows me to actually create new things that I never thought I could be able to do with it. Like now I'm exploring more with working with it as a base, and the water creates shades. I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually like one of my favorite things now to do, going on that journey of investigation. And I use water because of its ability to move and also allow things to change identity. And ink is a vital instrument as well, because it changes a surface and it changes something from being pure to something being tainted. And it goes back again to how we have been conditioned to exist in this environment that we are living in. And stamp is a form of ordainment. It's a sealer of documents. It's something that leaves an audience with a certification of proving that something is from the authorities. And I put all those three different elements to create the works. And going back to the eyes, the work always has distorted limbs or features, and that goes back also to the distortion of the things that we are living with on our daily basis. And so there's like key messages within the medium, there's key messages within the characteristics of the figures that I use, because I also use different shades of ink, and that goes back to the different masks that we wear in different circumstances and different situations. And yeah, it's a very interesting journey that I am enjoying to be part of.
I want to find out from you, when you did the residency in French Hook, how have you done quite a number of residencies, or which residency had the biggest impact on you?
So the residency in French Hook did not happen because an unfortunate thing happened. The founder of the Anna Award, who's the person who created the Anna feminine products, had been diagnosed with cancer, and so the residency couldn't happen because after I won the award, then she passed on.
She was one of my dear friends, so I know the story, and that's I'm sad that you didn't get a chance to meet her and to stay with her, because I think you really would have connected with her as a woman and as somebody who really, she helps people to find their identities. She also got me a bit more interested in finding my own voice in the art world. So I hope that you, yeah, I'm happy that you were the inaugural winner of the award, because I think that is quite a testimony to who she was as a person too. I wanted to find out from you also, Lerato. I was so happy to meet you at Joburg Art Fair. I wanted to find out, somebody, I think it was Baldessari, there was a quote saying that artists shouldn't attend art fairs because to watch their dealers and their and the consumer, the art collectors, they shouldn't. What did they say? For an artist to go to an art fair, it's like watching your parents have sex. You know that it's happening, you just don't want to see it happening. Do you think that? I know I read this. Baldessari said it. But to go to art fairs, do you think it's also necessary for artists to be present, to be visible, to interact with their collectors? Or what do you think? I mean, you're a new generation of artists as well, so perhaps you see it differently. But do you think it's important for artists to be seen and to almost become their own personalities in this very colorful art world?
I'm one not to actually really go to so many things. It's strange that in most cases people know of the work, but they never know of the artist. And I enjoy that a lot because I can separate Lerato as a person from Lerato, the artist, because it's two different people. And in other cases, if I'm showing at an art fair or at a show, I do attend, but I don't like to stay for too long because I get overwhelmed by crowds. So, I mean, I understand some artists prefer to actually go for these things and create like personalities. It's off recent that I've started sharing images of myself with the work. Initially, I just posted the work and left it as is, and people fall in love with the work and don't even know who creates it. And I've enjoyed that time.
The anonymity. I mean, as a fellow introvert, I think we discussed that when we first met. I'm also quite an introvert. So it's interesting, sometimes you do have to take up the space, but yeah, it's almost nice to assume an alter ego. Just makes it easier to do the separation of self. So, Lerato, what a pleasure chatting to you. And it's been wonderful to watch your career blossoming and see you taking up space. And congratulations again on your exhibition this month. And all the best for your future. I look forward to seeing how your star continues to shine brighter and brighter. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Joanne, for having me. And thank you for a wonderful conversation.